extraterrestrial, and I've explained this before in one of my programs, but the Earth is known as the Terra, the Terra.
Yeah.
So if you're born of Earth, you're you know, Terra, you're Terraform, basically. So extraterrestrial just means you're a creation that was created off of our planet.
Yeah.
Now let's go further. In the book of Isaiah, it specifically says God created the Earth to be inhabited. Now, he's putting that in our Bible, okay? So God's giving that message to us, okay? All we know about, literally, all we know about is humans inhabiting Earth. So for Isaiah to be a prophet of God who wrote God's word, for him to say the Earth was created to be inhabited, it's clearly saying to us it was created for our inhabitants, okay? We were not created to be in space. Okay, I don't know when people are going to get this. Okay, we were not created to colonize space. We were not created to get on the NASA spaceship and fly to space. That's not what God made us for. Matter of fact, I think it's almost a little slapping God, or you really can't slap God in the face. You might think you are, but when people really think they're going to slap God in the face, they're going to get mauled down. Okay.
Oh yeah.
But it's almost a slap in the face, or it's a disrespect to God to get in a spaceship and then, you know, take off up into space. To me, that's pride. Okay. I'm just going to say, and you know, a good friend of mine, Robert, you know, I'm sure Robert's going to end up watching this. I love you, Robert. He's a guy I go to church with, and he's a friend of mine. And we will actually have discussions like this. He doesn't see it the way I do, but we're still brothers in Christ, and we don't, you know, we're not going to split up. I mean, Josh, we were having this conversation. We were talking about the moon landing at Starbucks the other day. And I mean, I guarantee you the people that were like listening to our conversation, I mean, dude, it was crazy. I'm telling him that we never landed on the moon in 1969. 69, right? With a goodness, I'm having a brain fart. But the original moon landing, Neil Armstrong, I said didn't happen. Okay. I believe that was done in a studio. But I do believe we have been back. I think we've got better technology now. But regardless, that's not up for debate right now. But we're not going to divide over it, you know? But here, man, I just totally lost where I was going with all that. okay. We were not created to go to outer space. Okay. Now, what I do believe is that when they do come down here, when they do resurface, even Doc Markey will tell you there are prophecies about the gods returning.
Yeah.
Not just one god, but multiple gods. And this is, he talks about this in his Illuminati Gods at the Olympic Games, volume one, which is out. You know, he came on the fourth watch. We talked about it, the return of the serpent god. All the different religions, okay? The Aztecs, I mean, every religion out there pretty much is saying that their god or their gods are going to return. Now, with that stated, it's not going to be a long shot to think that the Antichrist is going to come down with his entourage.
Absolutely.
I mean, come on, let's just really think about this. Let's use our brains for a second, okay? We're so used to just putting our brains in autopilot. You know, the TV teaches us our doctrine, and that's not the way it should be. What's going to happen, Josh? It's very plausible. The Bible says that, I mean, even the elect will be deceived if it were possible. Okay? So what I think is going to happen is that these things are going to come down. They're all going to be pretty much fanning the flame for the main guy, which is Lucifer, or the Antichrist. You know, and again, it could be a Nephilim that's inhabited by Lucifer, an avatar body, if you will, Nephilim body. But it could be Lucifer taking on the form of a man. Just going to say it like that. Now, they come down. People are going to see these miracles. The Bible says there's going to be lying signs and wonders. We know this. What kind of lying signs and wonders? Well, I can tell you a big one right now is they come down from outer space.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Let's just be real. Our culture is fascinated with everything paranormal. Okay. We're fascinated with UFOs. People went crazy when that missile got launched in California. Okay. Everyone's going crazy. People are driving and they're filming while they're driving, you know. People thought it was a UFO. Now, I didn't think it was a UFO. I mean, it didn't look like a traditional UFO to me, but still, people instantly, they go into that paranormal mindset. They want the paranormal to be real.
Yeah.
Now, I hate to admit this. People want the paranormal to be real. That's dangerous. Okay. Because what that does is that also creates, I think it was Gons. Somebody told me, they told me this weird term. I forget what it's called, but like you see something and it's not what you think it is, but your mind tells you that that's what it is. Oh, what is that? Oh man.
I know what you mean. I know what you mean, but yeah, I can't think of the exact word right now.
Remember that picture that Katie Clawson sent you? She sent it to me too.
Yeah.
Okay. So, what's up, Katie? Katie got that picture of like what she would look like an alien face in the windshield. And
yeah.
You and I both checked it out. Gons checked it out. Some others did. I think Gons filtered it too. But regardless, you know, it could be the para blah, blah, blah. I forget what they call it. But basically your brain tells you because you want to believe that it's something that it's not. Okay. People did that with this thing flying through the sky in California. They said, oh, it's UFO. It's UFO. But here's the deal. Okay. We as a people want the paranormal to be real because what it does is it tells us that our life isn't just some little crap hole on earth.
Yeah.
Okay? But see, as Christians, we know that the paranormal is real, but we are on the winning side with God. Okay. So here we are. We've already got our, you know, we already understand the supernatural, but then down here you have this group of people and they're like searching for whatever kind of supernatural they can get, but they're not looking in the right place. So this group or this entourage appears, they're Anunnaki, and they could very well go by the name Anunnaki, Josh. I mean, yeah. There are people in the Pentagon right now. I can't drop a name on this, but somebody I know used to work for the FBI. He said in the Pentagon, they're talking about the return of the Anunnaki as if it's a regular thing.
Wow.
I mean, look, this sounds wild. Okay. JC Johnson said, I think I mentioned this in my show a couple of weeks ago with Michael Herr. JC Johnson said that a friend of his has a connection and, he's been involved in the UFO scene and everything. And, he's been visited by Men in Black. He said that this guy said that the Anunnaki actually meet once a year. I think he said at Area 51. I think he said Dulce was actually where all the stuff was going on. But he said Area 51 was kind of like a cover-up almost, but that's the location where the Anunnaki are supposed to be meeting. So the Anunnaki will meet them at Area 51, but the dirty work takes place at Dulce.
Absolutely. Yeah, JC got into that on this show too. Actually, he was our last video interview. We had an audio or maybe two, one or two audio interviews since then, but he was the previous video interview, so audience of the show will remember that. Yeah, he brought that up here too. It's really fascinating stuff.
It is, and I think that what's going to happen is we're getting closer and closer to seeing more stuff happen. And I think the problem that we're going to see here is that, I mean, no disrespect when I say this, but I think a lot of people who are hoping for the pre-trib rapture, I think they're probably, a lot of them are probably going to lose hope when some of this stuff starts just unfolding. Now, yeah. I got to say this real quick. I want to go biblical. There is a parable that Jesus taught, and it's the parable of the sower and the seeds. Now, let me break this down real quick. Some seeds are going to get planted in good ground, okay? And I'm going to break this down for anybody who's listening that they're not familiar with this. Jesus taught this, okay? The seed is the truth of the gospel. It's getting planted all over the place. Okay, the gospel is getting taught to these people, to those people, to everybody, but it's not all good ground. So if you're planting seeds in your backyard, okay, you plant some stuff in some good soil, okay, then you plant some stuff in the rocks, and you plant some stuff on the surface, whatever. What's going to happen is that as soon as they start to sprout, you know, the only one that's going to last through the storm, through the sun, through the wind, is going to be the one who's in good ground because it says that it's taken root into the ground. So what happens is people think they're saved. People, they get excited about the gospel. They go to church. They profess that they're saved. They seem to be born-again Christians. But what happens is when things get tough, times get hard, temptations come in, all these things happen, and what happens is the person falls away. Okay, now, he looked like a Christian to me. I was convinced he was saved. Josh was convinced he was saved. But the fact is he had no root. So what I'm telling you is that there's people in your church, people in your group of friends who claim to be Christians, who seem to be Christians, but we don't see the root, okay? Now, this is what Jesus was talking about. There's got to be a root in the ground or else the conditions are going to come of this life and they're going to destroy that sprout. Now, does that mean they lost their salvation? No, that doesn't mean they lost their salvation, okay? I believe, what does it say in 1 John? It says they were not, okay. Now, again, I don't have time to get into the whole salvation thing, but the tense when you get into salvation, it's like a race that you're running, okay? It's like you're saved, you're being saved, and you're going to be saved. Now, I don't want to get into that right now. I know it's controversial. Some people aren't going to like that. Maybe we could do a show on salvation sometime, Josh.
Sure.
But the thing is that seeds get planted every day all around the world. But what's going to happen is if those seeds aren't planted in good ground and no root takes shape, people are going to fall away, and it may even look to you like they lost their salvation. It may even look to you like they turned their back on God. But what really happened is that there was no root. That's what I believe Jesus was teaching in the parable of the sower and the seed. Now, this is Josh's radio show. If you don't agree, Josh, please speak up.
No, I wholeheartedly agree with that. Absolutely.
And the reason I'm bringing this up is because what's going to happen is people that you think were saved. Okay, the Bible talks about a great falling away, the apostasy. Okay, I think that's going to be people who appear to be saved. Okay, I think they're people who went to church, they profess Christ. And heck, they may have even tried to witness to somebody. Because look, when you're excited about Jesus, when you first accept him, you know, chances are you go and tell somebody. Okay, I don't know. I'm just throwing some examples out there. But I mean, I'm all about soul winning. Okay, I think it's important that we soul win. I think we need to be sharing the gospel with people. I think that's very important. But here's the deal. Some people, they're going to share the gospel with people. God's going to use them, but they were never saved in the first place. They never had a root. So don't be surprised if UFOs start coming down, the Antichrist comes down. He's got his entourage of fallen angel cronies. They're calling themselves the Anunnaki. They're doing signs and wonders. I mean, like I said, Josh, the fact that they even come down out of outer space, that's a sign and wonder in and of itself. So what I think could happen at that point is that a lot of people in the church, they're going to absolutely fall away because they were not prepared for this. Okay, they didn't listen to our radio programs. They didn't hear us sounding the alarm, waking up to the alien agenda. So what's going to happen is they're going to buy into this evolution. Okay, they're going to basically think that this whole Christianity thing that they thought was true, they're going to say, okay, that was just man-made. So they're going to follow after the Antichrist. Okay, now I believe they were never saved in the first place. But again, this whole thing, these lying signs and wonders, I think that's going to cause the great falling away. Now, I think that the apostasy has already started. You know, you get into like Billy Graham and Joel Osteen, you know, T.D. Jakes, goodness, I could go on. Brian Houston from Hillsong. You know, I did a show playing clips of all of these people teaching that you don't need Jesus to go to heaven. So I think the problem is that it's already started. But the great falling away, the apostasy that 2 Thessalonians speaks of, I think that's going to be something huge is going to happen to cause that. And I think it could be the actual returning of these things. Now, I don't believe that the middle point of the tribulation starts until the abomination of desolation. Now, from my understanding of scripture, that's when we know the tribulation has been on. I mean, right. People are like, oh, no, there's a peace treaty. Show me in scripture exactly. Because, you know, again, this whole Hal Lindsey pre-trib rapture, you know, a lot of the eschatology that we have in our modern world, we can thank Hal Lindsey or the Left Behind guys. I mean, look, Kirk Cameron. He's even come out. He's post-trib now. He's pre-wrath. He says he doesn't agree with Left Behind theology. But I'm sorry. I'm getting on a tangent here.
Oh, you're fine. You're fine.
So basically what's going to happen is that people are going to – they're not going to be prepared for this, okay? And then when the man of sin is revealed, that's the abomination of desolation where the man of sin is revealed. Okay, before that point, the midpoint of the tribulation, life is just seeming to be usual. Okay, so it's possible that as soon as they enter into our atmosphere, they make their presence. And this is my theory. If they do come in from outer space, okay, what I think is going to happen is that they're going to instantly go on down. I think this could potentially be close to the midpoint of the tribulation when they actually enter in and they start to get FaceTime. Okay, they're going to come in, and at that point, they're going to stand up. You know, the main one, Lucifer, or the Nephilim Antichrist, is going to stand up, declare to be God. And at that point, the Christians are going to say, okay, now we know we're at the midpoint of the tribulation.